Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you are looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has just been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference. Go to their website, orthowisconsin.com. I have missed Adam Schefter the last few weeks. Didn't have a voice 1 week. Last week was shooting a feature interview. So I am back. It is good to see you, Adam. It is good to hear you, Adam. And I want to begin with this. How much scorn and ridicule do I deserve for the reply all that I did yesterday, that I committed yesterday with the Around the Horn group? I reply all'd my schedule to all 30 people, and deservedly so, people came after me. They razzed me. But I'm just, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much scorn do I deserve?
Well, what's even worse is when they do it at our company, Jen, and they send out one of those memos and they reply to like thousands of people. So at least you only did it to 30 people. I can't stand the people that do that. And then the next person chimes in, please take us off this chain. Yes, we don't want to be on this chain. Yes, we don't want this email. And all of a sudden we've got an echo chamber of 86 more emails that nobody wanted, right? Like, so it, you started that for 30 people. I think people recognize and they probably got past it. So it's okay. It's a faux pas. We'll give you a hall pass here. Don't let it happen again. All good. Do not let it happen on one of those company-wide emails where you got some idiots who do some really dumb things with emails.
Well, have you, because you are just, you know, this source of information that you're exchanging all over the place, have you accidentally ever sent the wrong text to the wrong person, like replying to a source?
Yeah.
That's got to be horrifying.
Yeah. By the way, like, I make my living with texts, but I think that everybody does that. Everybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is, it has happened to everybody. It's happened to me a couple of times. Like, right. I send a GM a text. Hey, this team's not. Did you mean this? I'm like, oh boy, I was just texting with this other guy. How did I text this to this guy? And you just hope it's never something that would be, I don't know, personal or worthy of ridicule. And that I don't think has happened to me, but not that I can recall, but I don't want to jinx it because everybody makes texting mistakes every now and then. Jen's came yesterday. Surely we will make some at some point in time.
Adam, since we talked last, I believe the NFL lost the lawsuit against Sunday Ticket where, and I know there'll be an appeal and all that stuff, but as of right now, each team has to pony up $450 million. How does a team like Green Bay, who Jason Wilde told us they have around $700 million in the kitty, how do they do that? How do they write a check for 400, if this is going to be the case, how do they write a check for $450 million?
Well, they're not writing the check right now. That's the whole thing. And I think this is going to go through a long appeal process. And who knows how much more television revenue is going to roll in by then. How many more streaming services are going to roll in by then? The number I had heard was $150 million per team, not 450. And I don't care whether it's 150 million, 450. It's still a ton of money. But when does that money due? How does it play out? I'm not smart enough legally to answer some of these questions. I'd have to really sit down and dig in. And I'm going to be honest with you, Chewy. I've not spent my July vacation digging into how the NFL is going to pay out millions of dollars in a lawsuit lost to DirecTV. I just honestly, like, I'm not my mind's not there right now. So I just think that the one thing I do know is that there are going to be appeals. This is going to be a lengthy process, and I don't think any NFL team is going to be cutting a check anytime soon.
If the Packers do what we think they're going to do this year and kind of build off their year last year, Adam, San Francisco is going to be a team in the way, and they've had the Brandon Ayuk drama happening all throughout the course of the summer. He's just going to play for the Niners this year, right?
That's the expectation. They're not planning to trade him. They really have not entertained that. They have not intended to do that. And so he's there. And by the way, if you're the Niners, and let's just say a team out there offered you, I'm making this up, a first-round draft pick for Brandon Ayuk, why would you, as the 49ers, a potential Super Bowl contender, trade him now for a pick in 2025 when that pick is going to do nothing to impact your 2025 season that you put an awful lot of attention and energy into, that you have Brock Purdy in the last year of his rookie contract, which helps you out elsewhere? They're not trading him for a future draft pick now. It's just not going to happen, right? Like, it makes no sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be there. I expect he's going to be there this year. I don't know how happy he'll be. I don't know how much of an issue that'll be. That'll play itself out this year. It's not like the situation has been resolved or settled, but it's an ongoing situation right now. And they're still trying to get it worked out, and there's time to work it out still.
Adam, Chef Ed weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, asking if anybody is interested in signing David Bakhtiari. Are you hearing anything about David Bakhtiari having maybe another year or another run here in the NFL?
Well, Jen, I had him on my podcast 2 weeks ago, and I was surprised by the fact that he not only wants to play this season, but he's planning to play multiple seasons. And he feels like he's rebounded well with that knee. And the way he made it sound to me was he had multiple teams that were interested. And I think it's more a question of him waiting till he feels right, along with the right opportunity. But do I think David Bakhtiari is going to be playing this season? I do. Based on what he told me, absolutely. I think that he'll have a new home. If I had to guess here, he'll sign sometime right before camp, maybe the first week of camp. That would be my guess, but at some point, hopefully he'll give me a little heads up about the fact that he's going to be signing here. We'll see.
Adam, how good are the Jets going to be this year? And let me ask you why. Because
you sound like the Jet. You sound like the Jet fans I was playing golf with yesterday.
Yeah, but I look at all these power rankings, and you take power rankings for whatever you will.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they are consistently anywhere from middle teens, 16, 17 to 24. And mm-hmm. We've been around Aaron long enough in his years in Green Bay that we were conditioned, you don't bet against this guy because he's going to burn you.
Yeah.
Do these people believe that he's not good anymore? I mean, I think it's kind of disrespectful. And I kind of dismiss power rankings that have the Jets at 24 because I think they're much better than that.
Well, everybody's got the image in their minds of the Jets finishing last year in the position that they did. Here's the thing. They could be 24 in power rankings today. They could win their first two games of the season, and they'll be within inside the top 10, Chewy. So, again, power rankings mean absolutely zero to me, nothing to me, okay? So What I would say to you is what I'd say to the Jet fans, what I did say to the Jet fans yesterday when they asked me about the Jets. I said, do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to play 17 games this year? Answer that question first. What's your answer to that?
I would say yes. We've learned not to bet against Aaron Rodgers here in Green Bay.
Well, if he's playing 17 games, they're going to be a top 10 team. Just telling you right now. They're going to be a top 10 team if he's playing 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
I said to them, how do you think the offensive line will hold up? That's the other question. They have put a ton of time and resources into that offensive line, basically redone the whole thing, revamped it. They signed Tyron Smith from the Cowboys. Now, Tyron Smith, when he's healthy, is tremendous. Now, the question is he going to be healthy? We'll see. They drafted Olu Fashanu from Penn State in the first round. So you put a first-round pick into offensive tackle. You put a big free agent investment into offensive tackle. You traded for Morgan Moses at offensive tackle. You signed John Simpson from the Baltimore Ravens. So John Simpson and Morgan Moses both come over from Baltimore. You get back Elijah Vera Tucker, who's really good. You get back Joe Tippmann, a former second-round draft pick at center. Like, they really, when you look at it on paper, have the parts and pieces to have a effective, strong offensive line. Now, I said this to Greeny yesterday. We were talking about the Jets. But you just always get the feeling with the Jets that something's going to go wrong. Like, the bottom, where's the bottom falling out? Because it has for 50 years, every year. Like, it's fallen out for 50 years. Now, there's going to be a year when it doesn't happen. And hopefully it's in our lifetimes, because I've got a lot of frustrated Jets fans that live around me. But if they're all healthy, they should be a top 10 team.
Adam, I think the only person outside of the Green Bay Packers that loves Jordan Love more than the Packers do is Mike Tannenbaum. He just continues to sing the praises of Jordan. And last week, he went on television and said if he were Jordan Love, he'd wait till Dak signs and then ask for 10 years, $600 million. And if he were the Packers, he would give it to him. If the Packers offered a 10-year, $600 million contract, who says no? Do the Packers say no to that? Does Jordan Love say no to that?
Well, I don't think the Packers are offering a 10-year, $60 million contract. And by the way, if they had offered that, then the deal would be done right now, right? They haven't offered that. So it's a moot point. Now, you know, I understand what Mike's point is, and I've had a lot of people over the years raise this question to me, and it's very true. You know, teams have been very aggressive about signing quarterbacks long-term deals, as they should be. Like, if you get a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, you're going to do everything you can to make sure those guys never leave. But if you were a quarterback and wanted to go through the protracted drama that comes along with it and try to force the issue to get to free agency, oh my God, would you be able to reset the market? Which is, by the way, exactly what Dak Prescott has done and exactly what Kirk Cousins. But the issue is, like, when you're a quarterback and you're really good and you're one of those guys that I mentioned, and the team comes to you and they say, okay, here's 5 years and $250 million, and it's still top of the market, are you turning that? Why would you turn that down? You're not going to. You're going to take that because it's life-changing money. But if somebody wanted to bypass that life-changing money, they could propel themselves into the type of position that Dak Prescott is about to be in, where he really is going to get some life-changing money. Because if he comes out and plays the way he did last year, even if they flame out in the first round of the playoffs again, even if they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be a quarterback-desperate team next offseason that gives Dak one of those 10-year, $600 million contracts. That might be low on the average annual basis for him. But the quarterbacks never or rarely play it out to the end to where they put themselves in a position where they're becoming free agents. If they were willing to do that, they would have incredible leverage. But again, the hard part is when you're Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs come to you and say, here's 10 years and $500 million, What are we doing? You turn that down to try to get 10 years and $600 million? Like, give me a break. So that's why so few quarterbacks, good quarterbacks, get to free agency. And it just sort of happened with Dak, just as it happened with Kirk Cousins. And when Kirk Cousins became a true unrestricted free agent and left Washington for Minnesota, he was able to parlay that into a fully guaranteed contract, high averages, and then when he leaves Minnesota with a similar arrangement, he goes to Atlanta for $100 million guaranteed. And now Dak's in a situation where, you know, I believe if he hits the free agent market, you know, he's going to become the highest paid player in NFL history. And I believe that mark is going to set the mark, the standard for other quarterback deals over time, and it's going to impact them. So Jordan Love could wait. He could wait, absolutely, and his price will go up. But the issue is, what if he waits and then doesn't play as well this year? What if he waits and then suffers some type of injury? What if? So do you pass up, let's just call it, we'll call it $55 million a year. Let's call it 5 years, $275 million. Are you passing that up to try to get to 5 years and $300 million? Really? Like, is that worth the risk? I don't think it is. And I'm an advocate of quarterbacks trying to put themselves in this great position of unchallenged power. Like, that would be unbelievable. But it just, it's, you know what, it goes back to that expert, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered, right? And you don't want to be the hog here and try to make it to $300 million as opposed to $275.
Adam, last thing we have for you before we let you go. It is the 4th of July this week. Where does the 4th of July rank on your holiday power rankings?
Not high. Not high, and I'll tell you why. Because to me, the 4th of July, I recognize it's our country's birthday. It stands for tremendous things. I'm all for that. But I think of it selfishly in personal terms. July 4th means, for me, the end of my summer's coming quick.
Yep.
Training camp's opening soon. And it's all about to start up again. That's why I much prefer Memorial Day, because I know I've got 6 weeks ahead of me that are going to be nice, peaceful, relaxing. So Memorial Day automatically, you know, leapfrogs July 4th on my holiday rankings. Okay, that's number one. Like, in fact, Memorial Day might be my number one holiday because it's just such a nice time of the year. I love that. It's the start of the summer. It's great. After that, I do love Thanksgiving. You know, the sitting around that day, family, food, football. That's fantastic. Trying to think what other holidays I
Labor would Day. Labor Day's great. You know why?
Yeah, you know what I kind of like? You know, I'll tell you why I like. Go ahead, because it's the start of the football season, right?
No. Kids, get the hell out of the house and go to school.
You know what? That is a good one. Labor Day gets put up there because of it. You're right. And I also think, I always think my fantasy football drafts are right around Labor Day, and fantasy football draft day is one of the great days of the year. So, you know what? Labor Day is a great I'll put Labor Day ahead of July 4th, to be perfectly frank.
Well, Adam, we appreciate you spending some of your holiday week with us. Thanks for hanging out. We'll talk to you again soon.
Happy 4th to everybody. We'll talk next week.
All right. He's Adam Schefter. You can hear him each and every week right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Gabe.
And each and every week, he is brought to us in part by our friends at Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. You know, I love to go up there, play some of the golf, but check out everything they have at islandresortsandcasino.com and book your total experience today.